Let me pray. Heavenly Father, as we look into your word, we want to be those who both remember it and take it to heart. Please help us as we're tired and today's hot. Amen.
Amen.
Right, the first thing is I would love to give you some chocolates. I've got some chocolates. I had a great plan that there would be some of those really big pots of chocolates that you get. Do have a chocolate and pass it on, Colin. Lovely. Start one there. Zandra, have a chocolate and pass one in if you'd like. David, have one of them. Oh, this looks like you could be on very thin pickings, by the way, if I start them here. Do have a chocolate and pass them on. My plan was to find some of those really big tubs, but as it was, the slightly more limited tubs. So if you're at the back looking for a chocolate, sorry about that. That's entirely a planning problem. This morning, as we enjoy a chocolate, we're going to see one very simple truth, and it's this. God gives more grace. God gives more grace. God is a box of chocolates of grace. He loves us. His grace is the person of Jesus, and we can come to Jesus and receive more and more of his kindness. He will help us, protect us. He will help us to be patient. He will be with us. Now, we don't all need chocolate. This will come as a shock to some. We don't all need chocolate. We do all need the grace of God in the person of Jesus. The small groups of Christians who James was writing to in this letter were struggling. There were problems in their churches. There was arguments and unhappiness. Some people were being picked on. Some people felt unfairly treated. And some people were worried. And to them, James says, God gives more grace. Have a look on page 8 at verse 6. But God gives us even more grace. Let's just think about that for a little while, shall we? Who is it who's doing the giving? It's God. Sometimes we can get nervous when people give us things, particularly things we're not expecting, and particularly nice things. So some of you are thinking, oh no, if I take a chocolate, does that mean Rory's going to get me to come and stand up the front? Am I going to have to do something because of this chocolate that Rory's just given me? Well, no. I'm not going to make you do that. It's not to say it would never happen, but it's not happening this Sunday. And it's important that we know God is not like that. He doesn't give like that. He doesn't give so that he can get something from us. It's not a trick. He gives because of who he is. He gives because he is an overflowing God. He gave us Jesus, the most precious thing he could give us. He gives us his powerful spirit as our friend. So the fact that it is God who gives should encourage us. He isn't trying to trick us, and wonderfully, he isn't stingy. He gives generously. You see, when I give chocolates, I'm just a little anxious. I know I'm supposed to share the chocolates I might receive at Christmas, but I'm always thinking, there are four other people in my family who like chocolate. And so if I give chocolates and share it, that's four less for me every time I offer them. So I'm happy to give, but there's a little bit of me that's kind of worried that if I give too much, there won't be enough for me. God isn't like that. God is not like that. He loves to give. He overflows in giving. God loves to give more grace. I wonder if this is a helpful illustration or not. It's been a hot weekend. Now, one of the things I need to do is make sure I drink enough water. And so, at each meal, I've actually had a bigger glass than this. At each meal, I've had a big glass full of water, and I've aimed to drink at least one big glass of water every meal, because, you know, otherwise I get grumpy. if I don't have enough to drink, and tetchy. So I'm trying to ensure I get enough water. It's not a good bit of radio, that, is it? It's tempting to think, having drunk my glass of water, that that's enough. But it isn't. It's tempting to think, maybe if I drank, I'm not going to, if I drank this whole jug of water, perhaps that would be enough. Maybe that's what God is like. No, God gives without measure. It's a much better picture to think of God as a hose, permanently on, just overflowing. I must have forgotten to plug it in, sorry. Just overflowing with grace. There is no limit, no measure to his grace. He's not stingy. He's also not lacking, is he? The Bible speaks about God a bit like this. It's poetic, but I really like it. The Bible says, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. We've been, those of us who have been over at Cold Harbour Meadows, there have been cows running up and down excitedly, just a fence away from us. Those are God's cows. As are the cows on the hills outside Nairobi, in Kenya, in Peru, in South America, on the plains of the United States of America. God owns everything. And so he's able to give all that his people need. He doesn't lack. He's not worried he's going to run out of grace. God gives more grace. And it's also helpful to think, as we're thinking about God giving more grace, he gives it. It seems an obvious thing to say, but we need to be clear. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's like a birthday present. Hands up, children, if you have to earn your birthday presents. Good. That's a good sign. Hands up if before Christmas came along, you had to dust the house from top to bottom to earn your Christmas presents. Good. That's a good sign. Because if you have to work for something, it's not a gift. It is your wages. If your sister says, I've got a brilliant present for you this Christmas, you're going to need to give me £25. She's not giving you a gift. You're just buying it from her. But God gives more grace. He generously, freely gives it to people. Now, lots of people don't think like that. Lots of people think, if I give God something, he will give me something back. I will buy God's favor from him, perhaps by coming to church, perhaps by saying my prayers, perhaps by trying desperately to be nice to my brother or sister. I will earn God's favor, his grace, his kindness. I will get gold stars on my sticker chart with God because of what I've done. That isn't how it works. Saying your prayers doesn't earn God's friendship. God won't forgive you because you come to church or perhaps give some of your pocket money to Jesus. It isn't like that. God gives his grace, his welcome, his smile to people like you and me as a gift, not because we deserve it, but because he's kind. God gives more grace. And so we just get to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your undeserved favor. This is this next truth is going to be tricky for some of us, I'm afraid. It is possible to have too much chocolate. You know, if, for example, there was a whole factory of chocolates behind me and they just kept coming. You know, we were doing the Greg Wallace thing, we were walking around the factory and somebody said, 6.5 million heroes are made every hour. And Greg Wallace would go, wow, that's amazing! Because that's what he does about everything. Let's imagine that was happening. There would come a point, even amongst the most chocoholic of us, where we would reach that situation when no more chocolate was needed. No more chocolate was wanted. That's not the case with God and his grace. We will always, all of us, whoever we are need more of God's grace. And that's great. God gives more grace. There will never be an end to God's loving kindness. He will never get bored with us, and we will never reach a stage where we don't need more of his help. God, help me to be more patient, please. God, help me to forgive. God, help me to love. God, help me to trust. God, give me courage to speak. God, may I have an undivided heart. All of those bits of grace I need. And God gives more grace. Remind yourself of that tomorrow morning. Remind yourself of that tomorrow morning when you and your family haven't had quite enough sleep, when your alarm didn't go off at the time you were expecting, and you can't find the school shoes. Remind yourself, God gives more grace. In the midst of panic, he gives grace to frazzled mums, stressed dads, worried grandmas, and tired children. Look down again, please, at verse 6. But God gives us even more grace. As the scripture says, God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Who does God give grace to? The humble. To people who ask him. To people who say, Lord, I can't do this. I can't manage. Please, will you help? I'm worried. I'm uncertain. I'm frustrated. God, give me more of your grace. But God is against the proud. He doesn't promise his grace to those who say, actually, I'm fine. The problem is all with them. I'm all right. I'm being the reasonable one. I don't need your help. I don't need anyone's help. And this is hard. It's hard for us because we're told from a very young age that, you know, real men stand on their own feet, fight their own battles, seize the day. At school, you're told you can be whatever you want to be. Be aspirational. Strive. Get to the top. One of our culture's catchphrases, you do you. Jesus says, come to me. One of our culture's catchphrases, you've got this. Jesus says, I've got you. We need to know God gives more grace. He loves to do it. And then we need to come to him and say, Heavenly Father, give me the grace of the Lord Jesus, please. For today, for this moment, and for the rest of my life, we need to ask him to make us more like Jesus. Why don't I do that now? But God gives more grace. Father, we stand before you today as people who need grace. Whether we realize it or not, we need the loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please show us where that is and help us to say, help. Amen.